Unit 12. Global Challenges. Speaker 1.
By 2050, the world will need to feed 9 billion people. Yet the demand for food will be 60% greater than it is today. The United Nations is planning to end hunger, achieve food security, improve nutrition, and promote sustainable agriculture as one of the major goals for the year 2030. To achieve these objectives, agriculture sectors need to become sustainable by reducing greenhouse gas emissions, water use, and waste. But what are the risks if we fail? Well, some of the consequences may be malnutrition, hunger, and even conflict.
Speaker 2.
The International Labour Organization estimates that more than 61 million jobs have been lost since the start of the global economic crisis in 2008, leaving more than 200 million people unemployed globally. Nearly 500 million new jobs will need to be created by 2030 to provide opportunities to those currently unemployed and to us young people who are going to join the workforce over the next few years. At the same time, many industries are facing difficulty hiring qualified staff. In a nutshell, we need jobs for the hundreds of millions of unemployed people around the world, and we need the skilled employees that businesses are struggling to find these days.
Speaker 3.
The Earth's average land temperature has warmed by nearly 1 degree Celsius in the past 50 years as a result of human activity. Global greenhouse gas emissions have grown by nearly 80% in the last decade, and atmospheric concentrations of the major greenhouse gases are at their highest level in 800,000 years. We're already seeing and feeling the impacts of climate change, with weather events such as droughts and storms becoming more frequent and intense. In the 21st century, most of us seem to have realized what needs to be done to protect our planet. Now it is time for implementation.
Speaker 4.
The internet has changed the way we live, work, produce, and consume dramatically. We're entering the age of the fourth industrial revolution, a technological transformation driven by the internet. The challenge is to manage this huge change in a way that promotes the long-term health and stability of the internet. Within the next decade, it is expected that more than a trillion sensors will be connected to the internet. If almost everything is connected, it will transform how we do business and help us manage resources more efficiently and sustainably. But how will this affect our personal privacy, data security, and our personal relationships?
Speaker 5.
Achieving gender equality isn't just a moral issue. It makes economic sense. Equality between men and women in all aspects of life, from access to healthcare and education to political power and salary, is fundamental to whether and how societies thrive. Although we're getting closer to gender parity, change isn't happening fast enough. According to the Global Gender Gap Report, without any significant changes, it will take the world another 118 years to close the economic gender gap entirely.
Speaker 6.
Over the past few decades, the world has seen major advancements in health, and as a result, people are generally living longer, healthier lives. However, serious challenges to global health remain, ranging from dealing with pandemics, to the rise of non-communicable diseases, to the enormous costs of care, particularly in developing countries. The number of people on the planet is set to constantly rise by 2050, with 2 billion people aged over 60. The global health system will need to adjust to this massive population growth, which will be concentrated in the poorest countries and increasing numbers of elderly. In other words, we will have to shift the current focus on treating sick people towards preventing illnesses and preserving the health of populations. To cope with this huge challenge, it will be necessary to build a global healthcare system that is fit for the future.